أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولم يكفهم أنا أنزلنا عليك الكتاب يتلى عليهم إن في ذلك لرحمة وذكرى لقوم يؤمنون. قل كفى بالله بيني وبينكم شهيدا يعلم ما في السماوات والأرض والذين آمنوا بالباطل وكفروا بالله أولئك هم الخاسرون ويستعجلونك بالعذاب ولولا أجل مسمى لجاءهم العذاب وليأتينهم بغتة وهم لا يشعرون. In the ayahs before this, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala spoke about the miracle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that prior to the revelation of the Quran Kareem and even after, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was unable to write. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not read. But when this revelation came down, the Quran Kareem came down, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered this message of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And of course, thereafter, the knowledge of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam was incomparable. And this shows that this Quran, the kitab of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, is undoubtedly and most certainly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Here in this ayat, Allah says, أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِهِمْ أَنَّا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ. The kuffar of Makkah used to make demands upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if you want us to bring iman, then tell Allah to send down some miracle to us, and when we see this miraculous events, then we will accept Islam. In the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many such miracles were shown, but yet they had not brought iman and Islam. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not make reference to that. But Allah says, أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِهِمْ, is it not sufficient for them, أَنَّا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ, that certainly we reveal upon you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the kitab, yutla alayhim, such a kitab that is being recited upon them, and this should be a sufficient as a miracle for them to understand and realize that this kitab is from beyond this world, and this kitab is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is no need for any more and any further miracles to come down. The kitab in itself is a miracle. Inna fi dhalika la rahma. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this Quran, and Allah says that certainly in that is a great rahma from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a great form of mercy, that this Quran had come down, a revolution had taken place on this earth, a revolution had taken place in the hearts of people, and they had turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa dhikra, and then over and above that we will find that this Quran Kareem is a form of advice, a form of reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, time and time again in the Quran, over a period of 23 years in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued advising, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued reminding, لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ, for the people who have brought iman. Then obviously for them this Quran and this kitab is a great form of rahmah and mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ شَهِدًا. Some of them would say to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, send this Quran, send these miracles, and these miracles will be a form of witness and evidence for you, and now you will have a very firm base of evidence so that you can prove that you are the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in response to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kafa billah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient, baini wa bainakum shahida, that between me and you as a witness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's evidence, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the witness is sufficient. There is no further witness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has sent this Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed it to me. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will always remain the witness to this fact. So I don't need any further witness besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya'alamu ma fi samawati wal ard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows whatever is in the skies and in the earth. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ وَكَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. But the reality is this, that person who believes in batil, that person who believes in falsehood, and he disbelieves in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ, such are the people who are at a loss, and if they are in a loss, they have lost the path of Allah, they have lost this world also, they have lost the year after. And then if I begin to follow their whims and fancies, then it is obvious that I will also become lost. But that was far-fetched for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has also shown us, you and I, that sometimes people of batil, people of falsehood make certain demands, and in trying to satisfy those demands, we try to go out of our way, and then sometimes we begin to compromise insofar as our deen is concerned. So we compromise for that person who has lost the path of Allah, then obviously we are also going to lose the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one demand that they should make on Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, whenever he spoke about the adab of Allah, he spoke about akhirat, was that they would ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to bring down this adab immediately. In other words, cash right now, bring this adab. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to this, وَيَسْتَعْجِلُونَكَ بِالْعَذَابِ. And O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they demand the adab from you, that it be soon, it be right now. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has His own nizam, His own system. And the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is this, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had planned. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had planned the existence of this world, how long it will be, and that knowledge is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one else has any knowledge with regards to that. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends down a nation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plans that that nation will remain on this earth for a certain while. Despite the fact that they make kufr, Allah gives them a chance, Allah gives them some time to think. There is a time for respite, that they can go back and they can think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like that, each one of us have our time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the lifespan of our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us respite to turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah says, وَلَوْلَا أَجَلٌ مُسَمَّى, that if it was not for the time that was fixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَجَاءَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ, then certainly the adab would have come upon them. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, more specifically to the people of Makkah, Allah didn't wish any adab to come upon them sooner than it did come. And the first of those adabs was obviously the Battle of Badr. And that was an adab that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had showed them, that they thought that they were high and mighty. They thought that their leaders were the be-all and the end-all of life. There was no one that could oppose them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just gave them a taste of that adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a community, a nation losing such great leaders in their eyes, and now suddenly everything changes. They had the military might, they had the power, they had the financial strength, and suddenly they found that there was a downswing in the economy, and everything like that, the adab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was fixed to that particular time. وَلَيْأَتِيَنَّهُمْ بَغْتَى. The second adab is the adab of the hereafter, and that is the adab of the day of Qiyamah and thereafter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if this azab has to come suddenly to them, وهم, it will come suddenly to them, وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, and when it comes suddenly upon them, they will not be aware of this azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in brief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this Qur'an. He sent it down, advice that Qur'an has, and time again they were reminded, but yet their response to this Qur'an Kareem was one of total arrogance, that they were hastening and wanting the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come upon them. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.